Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there as often as you can. Use it to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. And you got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. You got any time in between. We got something you can do there. You can read, listen, ask questions. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out the poll question right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Linda Ireland has deposited with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. She is the partner with Avius LLC. She's the author of the book Domino. Linda, tell us how we can find you guys.
Avius is A, B as in Victor, EUS.com. You can find us there.
And tell us what you do.
You know, you mentioned earlier that we're a strategy and operations firm, and, you know, really what that means is that we help people find money that's trapped in their business in a way that strengthens the customer experience.
And when you say trapped in the business, you're talking about opportunity capital, right? Opportunity money. She's not saying, folks, that you've accidentally let a check fall into your desk. She's talking about you've got these little caches of charm and attractiveness that people have yet to take advantage of, and you're not leading with those. You're not maximizing the potential for opportunities. Am I saying that right, Kathy? I mean, Linda.
That's okay. I get Kathy all the time.
Kathy was the last. I actually had somebody named Kathy already. Sorry about that. Go, Linda.
No worries.
Linda.
No worries. You know, Kathy Ireland is a famous model, and sometimes when people meet me, it's a little disappointing.
You know what? That must have been what I was thinking. Go ahead.
But, you know, I'll tell you that, you know, sometimes finding money is, you know, we got to find new revenue. The things that we used to do to get our customers to buy from us don't work anymore. So how does that help? And sometimes it is, you know, we got to save some money in our business in order to move forward. The reason it's so important to say while strengthening customer experiences is that so many leaders I meet feel that if they invest in things that will strengthen the customer experience, they're taking away from their ability to make profits or money. And I'm here to tell you that's a myth.
Right.
So if you go back to what we talked about before the break, that all the things that you do, if you do things that help your customer get to their problem being solved as quickly and well, better than your competitors can do, the faster and better you can do that, the more your customers will reward you.
Especially if you can do it repetitively and consistently, because now they can trust you, and trust is not only something that we desire, it's a best practice, isn't it?
Exactly, and you just become known for it. You know, that's how things are done on the Jim Blasingame Show.
Yeah,
or that's how things are done at my dry cleaner. And the better that you can achieve that through things like your pricing and your product are commodities, like you said earlier, Jim, through things like how it feels when I walk into the store and how you treat customers and whether or not you ask people to walk 20 minutes between engagements or whether you make that easy. All of those things add up to how well you solve that need for me. And the better you solve needs for your target customers, the more money you'll make.
One of the things that we've learned also, Linda, is that that the way we see solutions is not always the same thing as the way customers see solutions. So we have to find a way to get around and see it from their point of view, don't we? And give us some ideas on how to do that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're all customers, right?
Right.
And so there are some things that are probably universally true when we think about how we work as customers. And one is that, you know, we kind of know where we are in the process when as customers. You know, we know whether we're learning about somebody for the first time or trying them out or whether we're kind of evolving over time because we've already solved one need and we're moving on to the next one. But as businesses, we tend to treat them like everybody's the same. We don't think about when they are in the customer experience when we work with our customers. So that's one big tip. And another one is that as customers, we have one relationship with the businesses that we work with, regardless of whether we interact with them through their website or through an employee or through an ad we saw or a conversation we had with a friend about them. I have one relationship with that, mm-hmm. that business. And so as businesses, we like to separate and organize things in order to keep them clean and tell which one works.
Right.
So think about how to integrate your customer experience, whether it's what happens in person or on the phone or over your website.
Well, another thing is as you grow and as you add people and as they touch customers more and more and you may be less and less, do this, folks. Don't ever presume that the way all of your people are touching customers is the way that you want to have done. You got to keep checking on those things, don't you, Linda?
Absolutely. In fact, I'll do a shameless plug here. I wrote Domino because I thought, you know, we've got too many, you know, highfalutin strategy books. We need a how-to book.
Right.
You know, how-to book. And so we took this experience that we've talked about today, and I broke it down into steps, and there's actually some tools and exercises just like you've provided within your brain trust mm-hmm. and at your website, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And so that notion of thinking from the customer's perspective, sometimes it just takes kind of, you know, a second to take a breath and say, okay, if I'm thinking from the customer's perspective, here's what I want to happen, and here's how I want
right.
it to feel. And
yeah.
then it gives you an opportunity to think as a business, how am I going to make that work?
Right. Well said, Linda. Linda Ireland, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Domino. That book is available wherever books are sold. Also, Avius LLC is their company. Linda, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Great to talk to you, Jim. Thanks so much.
See you later. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.